Welcome back. Welcome back to Greenbox Gaming. I'm your handler, Brad, and I'm joined here by my buddies, Dace, Joe, and John.
Hello.
Hey. Hello.
Coming back for a second ep of our kind of homebrew thing we're doing now called Remember to Forget.
Oh, yeah.
So we had our first ep one, and we're just kind of discussing that, and went as smoothly as you can hope for an ep one of any DG campaign.
With these chuckle fucks. I'd
like to also point out that I have been the least chuckle fucked so far. I mean, chuckle
oh, yeah.
fuckery levels are very low on my side. Okay.
Did you get a taste of being competent on that Impossible Landscapes run through when we were playing competent
the static
characters?
Group thing?
The static group.
I was like, ooh, I like it.
It's kind of nice being
it's
good.
At
nice.
I also love that.
Well, I told these guys in the interim in the break time, I was like, I can already tell that when we get done with this next session, I'm gonna want to keep going. Like, I'm gonna be like, no, like I can already tell the story here. It's got some good hooks. I'm liking it a lot.
Yeah. We're talking, if you guys want to kind of get started on, like, describing what your character is, I was telling them, like, introducing characters is always kind of awkward and hard to do, and we kind of jumped into it without maybe going into, like, too much, like, physical description slash what everyone's background is, so y'all are welcome to, like, say what you want to say on that front.
I want to hear about Judith.
Hmm.
Like, because there's whole thing of, like, Judith, this is your thing, busting people out of cults. It's like, excuse me?
Yeah, pretty much.
That is very specific and very cool.
I know.
How did you come up with that?
I was thinking about, the encounter group, and I was thinking about, I don't know, I'd probably watch something. And I was like, oh, yeah, this seems right. This seems right. Get somebody who breaks people out of these cult groups. So I don't know. Maybe they're in the car right now. Judith is driving, and maybe we'll get a description from that. So she's kind of tapping. She's always tapping on something. I think that's what's she's been through a lot of things, and the way that she deals with it is to just keep a clock going internally and externally. So she's about in your people's measurements, she's 5'6". Pretty athletic build from self-defense training. She's got some premature gray streaks. She's, I think, 38 years old, but kind of early gray and brown hair, and very intense green eyes that seem to look through people. And that's especially useful as an anthropologist to kind of get to the base of what people are doing. She's quite intense. She's got an intense kind of focused look about her. And also this kind of jitteriness about it. Just appearance or backstory? Appearance.
Whatever you want to talk about.
Well, okay, so part of the jitteriness is from breaking people out of cults and trying to get them through very, very difficult reprogramming of the things that they'd been convinced of. The most recent one was something called the Heliotrope Commune. And it seemed like another New Age worshipping group, worshipping the cosmic consciousness. And it turned out to be channeling something that left some kind of stigmata on the devotees. So she was responsible for dismantling this group. And in this particular case, this is how she kind of got into Delta Green, the dismantling left its own mark on her. She had to dismantle in certain ways and then dismantle and reprogram in other ways. But I think the early Delta Green or the people running this program got wind of this and thought, this is a great hire. Hired. Get her. Get her on the case.
Nice.
Dude, that's great.
That's cool.
John, a book recommendation that would be perfect for the development of this character.
Yes.
And it's a great book. It's a little book called Cult Following.
Excellent.
That kind of breaks down history's most famous cults.
I'm reading it right now.
He's no longer playing the podcast, but it's
multitasking.
Like, it's written very snippy. And but it kind of goes into like, what do people get? Some people are looking for truth, some people are looking for protection, some people are looking for meaning.
Okay.
It's interesting. You like it.
All right, excellent.
So yeah, that's cool. And it sounds like Judas was driving. We kind of got this physical description, maybe kind of what's going on in your head. Also, imagine, I don't know, maybe she's not taking too much thought into it, but like the kind of weird dream she had, could have been a weird dream. But now Odin talking about events that maybe she should be privy to. I don't know. Maybe she would be like, okay, that's weird.
Well, right,
because her mind's on the forefront of like programming, how susceptible the mind is to being manipulated.
Well, because neither Natalia nor Tyler woke up with weird pill bottles that say remember
or forget.
Or forget.
And she does did. That, and she did bring them with her, just in case.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's any reason to bring them up just yet.
Yeah.
Right. So let's go over. This is like on y'all's way to the green box. Let's go over to the who's in the passenger seat of the car.
Tyler's probably
Natalia would be
Tyler
in the passenger seat.
Yeah. I imagine Tyler's like a little kid in the back, though, right?
No, Tyler's Natalia's in the passenger seat.
And Tyler's got like literally a baby, like a, what's it, a kiddie seat.
Like a booster
seat? And
he's kind of
strapped in. Yeah, he's got a booster seat in the back.
All right, it doesn't quite go to the passenger seat. The camera goes to the middle, and you see Tyler just dead in the middle.
He's seat belted in the middle seat. Like, yeah. So Tyler is Tyler's 29. He's like, so I'm gonna tell you right now, like for his distinguishing features, he has one distinguishing feature on his strength. He has a strength of 6, which is insanely low,
terribly bad,
and it is scrawny. He is like a like blonde hair, and he's always got his shirt tucked in, even if he's not wearing a belt, right? Like he's always got his shirt tucked in. Like that scene. With him in this at this black site, Tyler works for in the CIA, is really busy in 1984 providing weapons to the Taliban to fight the Russians. So he is a part of a group called the Priority Human Information Collection Team, or the FIC team. And he is a professional interrogator. But he's like, he does he's very persuasive and very disarming and just like kind and genuine feeling. And he is immune to violence, sanity damage, because of the nature of his work. That it's, I think that like, especially maybe even like in that room with those people, like the thing that was so weird is that he's so completely unbothered and just like, and still so jovial and polite about everything. He first encountered the unnatural in Afghanistan. This is something we covered this a little bit in our character creation. He first encountered the unnatural in Afghanistan. You know, I'll let Brad bring it up as little or as much as he wants. You know, there was a particular tribe in Afghanistan, one of these northern Afghanistan is full of disparate tribes kind of doing their own thing, and he had this particular encounter with this tribe.
Quick shout out.
I'm sorry, did Dorchester, I say something funny?
No, not you. Dorchester resident Tyler is such a perfectly smackable character. Yes.
Hey now.
from the now. Twitch chat. I can't believe that, but yeah. So he is he's a little socially odd, really eager to please. He's kind of like a puppy in that way, and I think that being around these two, you know, he's like, they're like very serious a lot of the time, and Tyler, he wants to do whatever is necessary to make them like him. But he is good at what he does, and what he does is people. Like, he knows people. Inside and out is his big thing. So that's Tyler.
He looks super smart, high power as well. Decent constitution. Cool. So we got, and then I've noticed on the stat sheet, so we got Judith, who is adapt to helplessness given the nature of her work.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tyler is adapted to violence given the nature of his work. And then we go a little bit further over. Now we're in the passenger seat and we see Natalia with her cigarette. What is
like
does
she
look like?
She puts out one cigarette and then immediately lights the next one.
She uses the cigarette to light another cigarette. It's called a monkey fuck. In the know.
Okay.
So
I'm glad I'm not
physically
that much in the know. But now I am.
She was based off of Dr. Azumi Fujita from the series Maniac.
Yeah, cool character.
Cool character. That's like her aesthetics. She's like of Asian descent. She's got like a triangular haircut. She's got Coke bottle glasses. And she's probably not actually wearing a science
like a lab coat.
Coat.
She's probably not
lab coat.
Lab coat.
White coat.
Science coat. I have no excuse for myself. This is how my brain works. But I think of her like, you know, she's like constantly smoking. But I also picture like she's got a notebook and she's like she's a nuclear physicist. And she's like constantly just like writing in her notebook and like, you know, solving problems as even when we're having conversations, she's just like sort of doing equations. Like her burning cannot stop, you know. This is why she smokes cigarettes. It's stimulating.
Like she doesn't need her whole brain to have a conversation with you.
Mm.
Yes, she is who I want to be.
Yeah, it looks
she
like
she can multitask.
Or just she has some badass stats. I mean, I think she's like one click more intelligent stat wise than Tyler. But you also have Judith's the smartest stat wise. But you have an interesting backstory because you wanted to tie Chernobyl into this, which in 1984.
Indeed.
Specifically, this is taking place on June 28th is when you met the handler. The Chernobyl meltdown hadn't happened yet.
But then it did happen, right?
I don't know. We're writing our own history right now. we'll see what.
Well, didn't we say in the prologue that like the idea like she kind of sees it coming and is like, I don't want any part of this.
Yeah, there might be some supernatural element to this potential meltdown.
There was a supernatural element, and she's so casual, so she like I tried to alert my superiors to the danger of the Chernobyl. They did not listen to me, so I left.
So like when we say that she died
after the fact,
it's like she defected,
and like after the fact, like she was targeted because she was the one that alerted them to this supernatural thing. Like, you know, there are different divisions of DG throughout the world, right?
Yeah.
Well, they're not associated.
Soviets
with
each
other. Yeah.
Yeah, but the Soviets would be the GRU SV-8, right?
Yeah.
There's
a Soviet DG, essentially.
Yeah.
So in my headcanon, they came after her because she was the one that alerted the government to this potential infraction. Like, who knows what went down in Chernobyl? In our world, it is supernatural rather than, like, a nuclear breakdown.
Hmm. Yeah.
It was just covered up.
For this reason, she is in Zimbabwe. She had to flee the country because, like, people were coming after her because she was the first one to call it out. So they're like, she's the one that caused it.
Nice.
So maybe GRU, the Russian Delta Green, is like hostile towards her, but U.S.
Yeah,
Delta Green
sure.
is like, maybe we can use this to our advantage. Mm-hmm. And we got the Cold War shit going on. You know,
right.
Yep.
Probably some of that.
Yep. So
okay,
she's essentially a defector.
Quick movie shout out about this. This is straight up Stalker. The 1980-something Stalker movie. Where it's more like there is the
zone. That's what we should have watched last night, Dace.
Yeah, you guys should watch that. Anyways. It's a
Are you telling me that I didn't have a completely 100% original idea? That's bullshit, John.
I'm sorry. I'm called it like I did, like I see it.
But yeah,
you simply must.
Y'all have come to. He gave a green box. I'll do a quick overview of what's happened so far. So we did a session zero where where you guys woke up in a foreign jungle type environment. You couldn't really distinguish what these plants were. You know, y'all didn't know how you got there, and you're awakened. You hear like this weird like trumpet. It sounded like organic though. You couldn't really tell that. And Judith wakes up in her room, gets contacted by Delta Green. Wakes up to these two pill bottles with a pill in each of them, one saying forget, one saying remember. Delta Green contacts Tyler as he's interrogating someone in North Africa. He gets pulled in. Natalia's in Zimbabwe. Natalia is in Zimbabwe and is contacted. And y'all meet with your handler, Odin, in Waco, Texas, a little bit on the outskirts at a bar, Divey Bar. You know, I picture the long, tall Sally from the helicopter ride and Predator being played in the bar, you know, it's kind of going on. He gives you the lowdown. Your mission is called, or operation is called Operation New Age. He basically says, you know, there is this guy that was picked up by the police, this Colton Thorpe. He stole some equipment from a Dr. Gill's office at Baylor University, which is in Waco, Texas, I think. And that he wants you to find out if there's an incursion. You have authority to terminate him with extreme prejudice if necessary. Also, they have taken his U-Haul that he used with all the equipment in it and put it kind of in an overflow lot of the police in another area of Waco. You know, naturally, you don't trust the handler, so you put him this man with no arm and no leg and no eye and a arm bar, or Natalia does, and beats him up a little bit because he was concerned about Natalia's assistant in this top secret meeting taking notes.
Jeremy Senior.
Right.
Jeremy Senior. Y'all kind of get this information. He's kind of hints at another operation that may be involved. This Dr. Gill, full name Dr. Liam Gill. Sorry, Sam Liam Gill, full name. And he said, you know, you derived that this guy's not going to be around anymore. He had something to do with this Operation Rebel Yell. Maybe y'all did as well. He at least expects y'all to be aware of it. He said kind of like it was shit hit the fan as well at this in this operation. That's kind of all you can
what
get
do you mean
from
as
it.
Well?
He gives you, you have a...
Sorry, continue.
It took me a pause because I was trying to figure out what you're referencing. But anyway, y'all decide to go to the green box first, and you're kind of at this abandoned old business, it seems like. One floor, you know, the shitty roof, flat top roof, AC unit, all that kind of stuff at top. It's connected to maybe another business. It's like kind of like an abandoned strip mall type thing. You know, also kind of more into the city, but maybe in a kind of rougher part of the town. And you open the door, and you know, big room. It could have been a bar. It could have been like a dance club of sorts, you know. It's completely gutted, and it's empty, dusty. You kind of see maybe, you see like a cigarette roll, and someone roll an intelligence, maybe? Or let's see.
It's my jam.
We have some smart
and
people
I
here.
Failed.
Yeah.
89 over 75.
Should Natalia roll?
You don't. Sure.
Yeah, can we all roll? Like just.
Sure.
Kind of send it. Success for Tyler.
Forgive me. My Soviet computer is slow.
Tyler does. You know, it's a whole, like, zoom in, Sherlock Holmes on the cigarette, you see the brand, blah, blah, blah. You see flashback to the same brand that
Odin had.
Your handler Odin had.
Mm, okay.
So Odin's probably been here. Abandoned. There seems to be, like, an office room towards the back of this just basically square, yeah. big square room.
Yeah, looks like what old one the, eye was here.
What did Natalia get?
You failed as well.
You fail.
Blay it.
Nice.
As soon as that happens, Natalia just steps on the cigarette like she's walking into the room.
Okay. I guess we didn't need that. There's a room back here. Let's see what this is. I think with Tyler's background, I think he would be interested in kind of searching out this place and kind of looking around and see what all is in here. Or if there's...
Sure. Do a search.
Oh, my search is actually not super good. Now I look. That's a failure. 54 over 20.
Are we just searching looking outside around? Or have we entered yet?
Just the inside, I guess.
I think he was looking at the inside.
Okay, I'll probably look around as well.
Keep in mind, this is the 80s, so like surveillance is very limited.
Critical
success.
You're looking around at the corners. You know, it's completely gutted. Not even furniture here. But Judas, I go to, like, you notice this could have been a good... There's, like, a little table. Could have been a good spot for a bar. And Judas sees two pill bottles on the bar.
Oh. She'll walk up to them and examine them.
Same thing.
Oh, shit.
Remember on one, forget on the other.
How many
what
pills?
What the hell is that?
I would say this is more helpless, and Judith is adapted. Agent Kelly is adapted to this, so...
How many?
You don't roll for anything if it's helpless, right? And you're adapted.
Yeah. Is that right, Joe? No roll if you're adapted.
It depends on what the damage would be if success is... So not to get too crunchy, but being adapted to violence or helplessness, it doesn't mean you always take zero. It means you always take, you always pass the
right.
roll.
Ah, so. And this would be a zero if you pass this, so. You know. She's logical, maybe not supernatural, but you do feel...
So she's going to try and hide them. She was the only one that found them, so she's going to try and, like, hide them and not mention.
Well, Tyler's like, over, does... like, looking in, like, a little pile of trash. Like, he's like,
So, Judith, do a sleight of hand or something to see how well you can hide these.
Yeah,
and
I wonder if Natalia clocks this.
She failed her... Did she do a search? You didn't roll
no.
a search. Well, all right, we'll do an opposing roll.
Okay.
Y'all do an opposing roll...
That's
how would we do that, Joe? So,
it'd be alertness versus stealth, but she did.
Oh, well,
but Judith just
fumbled.
Got a fumble.
You just fumble.
Okay, so I take,
try to pick them up,
and like the other two in my handbag pop out as well.
Hit the floor.
Like, oh,
they slowly roll over to Natalia's feet.
Oh, shit.
And she like takes a drag of her cig and then leans down. And picks up a pill. Judith. What is this?
Oh.
You see. Same thing. I'm sure one scatters to the other side of the room. You see one that just says, the other bottle, you pick up the one that says remember. It's got one pill left rattling in there.
Did we talk about whether or not we were all in the dream together?
I haven't brought it up.
Okay.
Well, I mean, what? Oh,
y'all were
I,
in it.
Well, I guess
in it together, but just Judith remembers the dream.
Got it.
Okay. These other guys didn't have a dream.
Okay.
Hey, so yeah, what's going on?
I have.
Like,
to...
I'm assuming like Judith is trying to like obscure this. Like she's scrambling to try to like pick up the pills, and that's why Natalia clocked this.
Yeah, but it's just like it's overt. It's like, oh, these things popped out. Okay, it's. It's time to come clean. There was actually something that happened last night. Had a weird dream. You were both in it. It was a weird jungle. It was very, very strange. And I know that's not saying much in our line of work, but I woke up and these exact pill bottles were next to my bedstand. And now they've popped up here.
So now we have 4 pill bottles.
Yeah.
Total.
Like, and so I imagine like you like set them out, like you're like put them out on the table now, and Tyler is like, "Oh, that is weird.
I didn't want to mention it.
Broke into your house and left these.
I can only assume, but my house is quite secure, so to speak, Tyler. I've got a lot of people that don't want me awake.
You can say alive. It's okay.
I'd rather say awake. Thank you, though. Okay. It's very sweet.
This is weird, guys. Natalia, like, do you have anything on this? Like, this is... Have you anything like this?
And Natalia just, like, holding up her notebook and taking notes, taking down everything that Judith says. This seems exceedingly suspicious.
Well, I just didn't bring it up because I don't understand what we should do about this, but now that we found them here, this seems pertinent.
Judith, have you been compromised?
I have no idea. I just woke up, got the call, came to work, brought them with me,
Natalia.
Just in case.
Natalia, like...
Natalia looks over at Tyler.
Natalia, this is weird, but come on, I mean, this is Judith. I mean, she's not gonna lead us astray, you know? And, you know, and he's looking at these bottles, and you can tell that he's nervous about it as well. He's like, it is a little suspicious. Judith, do you mind if I hold on to these?
Have at him.
Okay. He puts them in his fanny pack.
What's in his
Natalia
fanny pack?
Natalia just starts like writing faster in her notebook, just like.
So let's look in this office.
Do we know anybody that could maybe look at these or give us an indication of what might be in them?
See what they are.
I don't want to pop them in my mouth.
I do wonder,
Tyler.
Give them to me. I will take a look at them.
Here you go.
I'm not
attached. And it appears that I assume, like, are the pills, are the remember and forget pills different than each other? Like, are they different colors or something? Is this a blue pill, red pill situation?
No obvious
difference.
You know,
oh, they look the same.
Difference.
Okay.
On physically.
What are
physically.
They? Like little
two
capsules?
Small white pills.
Capsules.
Small circular white pills.
Okay.
All right. Here you go. Dahlia, you take these. I don't know what to make of it.
Are the bottles identical? Do they look identical? Do they remember, forget, or they look weird and handwritten?
Yeah.
Or what?
It's like handwritten on the bottle. Like, you know, you normally have like typed out text.
Yeah.
But it's just like the label that's no text on it, but it still has like the various squares and stuff, and someone just wrote in big, you know, the remember.
Tyler
the
is going Same. To take the picture we have of Colton Thorpe. That have his name written on the back of it and is going to compare the handwriting. Like, is this the same handwriting that we got from Odin?
Interesting.
Yeah, roll a something to
Probably
try to
forensics
distinguish that.
Or something. I don't know.
Got a zero in forensics.
Oh, that ain't going to work.
I don't know. I don't know. Like, would you take just an intelligence for this, Brad? Like, is that... Just to compare two things, be like, do these look the same, or
bureaucracy?
It seems more like a specific skill to me, honestly.
I don't know.
I think it'd be.
I just might not.
Forensics
be able to do
would
it.
Be good.
Does Natalia have any forensics?
Let's see if my computer works.
Wait! What about this, guys? Let's hold on to this. Let's hold on to these two samples of handwriting. I think we might be walking into a police station here soon. Maybe we can ask around and ask someone to look at this for us. You know?
Sounds good.
Might be an option.
So to be clear, the handwriting at least looks the same on each bottle. We're just not sure where it comes from.
It does look the same.
Okay. All right.
It does look the same.
So we might need to find the doctor or the person who dispensed these.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look in the rest of this green box. I don't know if I can handle this right now. Like we're on a time crunch.
Let's clear this green box. We need to have our resources, and then we can go from there. What else is in here? We have gotten hung up by these pill bottles.
Well, it's kind of weird.
You
have to forgive me, Natalia. I wasn't expecting my pill bottle that I found in the middle of the night to be in our green box. I'm sorry.
This is not your first rodeo, Judith. Everything is weird.
It just feels like an invasion of my private space.
Well, Azar kind of disgusting.
Do you need a hug?
Would love.
Would you like a hug?
I don't actually want a hug.
Deliver upon you a hug.
I want to hear what
I'm going to hug you.
Handler says about as we're discussing.
I am going to the back, but to the back office and opening the door.
As Natalia's chasing Judith around this giant square room, yeah. Tyler, you open this office. Turn on the lights, fluorescent lights, and it's just guns.
Jesus Christ. You find
guns and all the infamous, yes, guns, lots of guns. all the and the ammo that you would need to wield these. You find, okay, I don't know how you want to divvy this up. Sorry for making it slightly complicated, but you find 3 pistols.
One each?
One each. You find 2 tasers. 1 combat knife, 1 shotgun, 2 submachine guns, fully automatic, 5 hand grenades, 3 Kevlar vests, and 1 bomb suit.
Wow.
Okay, wait.
Well, we each get a vest, and we each get a pistol.
Yep. And you each get a pistol.
I'll take that taser, thank you very much. She just snaps it up into her purse.
So keep in mind,
y'all. I'm not gonna be able to keep track of this,
I'll pop it on my sheet.
Make notes. Yeah, yeah.
So
okay, can I have a shotgun and a submachine gun?
Well, see, why not?
I would like.
I've got pretty good guns.
I would like one of the weapons. Why don't you take the shotgun and I'll take one of the submachine guns.
Submachine guns.
Done. We professionally go through, pick up each of them, and then lock and load like we've done this 1,000 times before.
Right. Well, and by the way, guys, like I think he picks up the knife and he like,
oh, yes,
it up.
You prefer the knife. You like to get in close, as I recall, Tyler.
He picks it up and he's like looking at like the sharpness of the blade and stuff. He's like, I mean, I'm better when they're already tied up. I'm probably at my
Jesus. Feet,
but I can do this too. And he does like a little stabby motion. I can probably make this work.
Tyler, has anyone told you you're pretty weird?
Don't you worry, Tyler.
Listen, Judith, I'm really good at what I do, and I don't do the fingernail stuff.
Oh, I don't
want to
hear this. Hear this. And she starts going la 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 and turns towards the door la 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 and starts walking out. La la la.
We're divvying up.
Natalia
our
like will like nudge Judith and be like, do not worry. We will be doing the tying. He will be doing the sobbing. That is his thing.
Okay. All right. Well, listen. We have these IDs that say that we're lawyers, right?
We need to get moving.
I say we go. Let's throw all this shit in the trunk. I assume we have some sedan or something. Let's take all of our stuff. We can't wear vests, you know, as lawyers. You know, it's just not going to fly. Let's just leave
I think
alone.
Technically you can. It's Kevlar vests, and they're concealable.
Okay. Let's just roll around with our vest because that's the meta play, and we can. and we're just gonna go like
there
I say we
them.
Go to the. I say yeah, we have 3 of them. All 3 of us have a vest. I say we go talk to this guy because. We don't want to show up at the impound lot without having announced ourselves at the police station. Let's just go in there and say we're representing Mr. Thorpe, you know, and that we're going to do all this. You know, we're there. We need to talk to our client alone, as is his right, as a citizen of the United States of America.
I am patriotic.
Maybe you leave maybe the don't United say States of America those stuff words to me.
In that accent.
USA. USA.
Very good.
Oh, no. Yeah. Let's go. Tyler, you gonna take the lead on this. We will be your assistants because it is the 80s and work and women.
To be clear, we are taking the grenades, yes.
I cannot throw to save my life. So how about you guys take the grenades?
We are clearing the green box out, yes. Yep. We take all this stuff and put it in this sedan.
Okay.
Why not? Tyler. Well, and the cool thing is, the 80s, so domestic terrorism isn't really on the radar yet. So, like, I don't even know if anyone would do anything.
People just rolling around with grenades, like jingling around in the back.
It's Texas, man.
Yeah.
It's Texas.
The ATF, I don't even know if it exists.
We are probably the reason that it will exist in the future.
Yes.
But that's great.
So we get going.
Let's head to the precinct. We are going to the 3rd Police Precinct in Waco.
Cool. It's basically dead center in the middle of Texas. So I'm going to say it takes another 45 minutes. You end up there around 7:45 p.m. Looks new building. It's night. It's not a ton of cars. It almost looks kind of like too big for the amount of cars that are in the lot. You can kind of go into this, and if you go in, you will find, you know, just a kind of like a overweight woman at the desk of the police station. There's not anyone sitting there besides her. It's very sterile environment.
It seems like a very new construction, like,
right?
Yeah.
Judith will have
this is kind of in the evening. It's like 6, 7 o'clock, right?
7:50 or 7:45, around that. So it's just now, since it's summer, it's just now. There's still daylight, but it's going down.
All right,
Tyler, would you care to take the lead?
Okay. All right. Okay.
You like, seem like innocent white men.
Yeah, I know. I got it. Whew. And he's like, he's kind of like getting like loosened up. he's like, okay, all right, we're gonna go in, have our IDs. Okay, let's go. We belong here. We're going. And he's opened the door, and he's gonna walk up to this like secretary, like,
just kind of behind like a little screen, you know.
Howdy.
Hey there, sweetie. What can I do for you?
Oh, hi. My name is, I should have come up with a fake name prior to walking in here. Like, do our IDs, Chris, they have names, or are they just our names, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're fake names. Grease McDonald.
My name is, Grease McDonald Esquire.
Grease.
Sir, you need to leave the premises
Grease
now.
What?
No. You.
Oh, wait, what did you say? Not Grease.
It's supposed to be Chris.
Grease. Not say. Grease.
It's Grease.
Grease.
Like, okay, I'm sorry, my name is Chris McDonald, Esquire. I am here representing Mr. Thorpe. I need to see about getting some time with my client. I believe is with your good precinct here. Beautiful building.
Well, yeah, it's new. It's new, all right. Let me take a look at that, and I guess you hand over a piece of paper that says you represent. She says, that was awfully fast. We caught this guy, earlier yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. I can arrange for
What did you pick up Mr. Thorpe for, anyway? I'm afraid we haven't gotten much from you guys yet.
You know, it seemed like the Baylor University called in, you know, some suspicious activity or someone on the property. They then
think belonged there in one of the professor's office, as far as I heard. He didn't have a... I wasn't making the rest, but he didn't have a good enough story, and they took him in. I don't know what all was in his...
Oh, so no probable calls I'm hearing. Excellent news. Well, let's get back there and go ahead and talk to...
Judith is kind of impressed already.
It's a joke. It's just a lawyer joke. Just a lawyer joke. Don't worry about it.
She kind of stiffens up.
We need to talk to our client.
Hmm. All three of you, huh?
Well, I'm Chris McDonald, Esquire, and these are my paralegals.
Hmm. Okay. She's like, Paul, take these three gentlemen. They're here for the robbery.
Alleged robbery.
We'll see about that. And it got jingling, another, you know, older fellow jingling chain. He's like, all right, I'll take him back here. And I have like kind of like a map of on roll 20. Yeah, if y'all can see that. South, you kind of come into the south east entrance. There is the entrance. And he takes you around back. You know, he's walking with his change. You could, you know, like I said, very sterile environment. Like I said, you might see like two other officers in like some random the break room or the filing some reports. You kind of go. He leads you to, if you can see this red area, and we'll just say like one of those rooms, the room in the top right of that red area, and he'll be like, "Well, this is him." He says, you're welcome to use the observation room. I don't know what you actually call it, where there's like a double screen type situation.
Like,
you know?
An interrogation room, yeah.
You're welcome to use the screen room to look in. We'll see. I don't know if all... It's not really protocol for all three to go in there.
Well...
Wow, wait.
We'd like a bit of privacy, there to take if notes. Possible.
Yes.
So I guess I'll go cool, and take notes from there.
Oh, sure.
From the to look in,
yeah.
From the
make sure,
you know,
it's empty.
Yeah, yeah. If you have any unwanted visitors in there, just I guess a little knock on the window. How about that?
Gotcha.
Cool. So Judith kind of like goes to this bigger room that can look in.
Yeah.
While this officer unlocks the door. He lets you in first, so you can go in the room, and you see the guy. It's the same guy that was like, he looks a little bit older. Maybe this was an older like police catching of this guy that you had on file. Mm-hmm. Clean cut, you know, probably late 20s, buzzed, kind of like very bright red hair, pale, and it's just almost like the Hannibal Lecter thing, just like staring at the window, you know. And he allows you guys to go into the room. Or I guess Natalia and Tyler.
Yeah.
Okay.
He will close the door and behind them and kind of, you know, make sure that there's no one hovering, you know. And again, this is the 80s, so they probably don't even really have cameras in here, I wouldn't imagine.
Yeah, is there like, surveillance?
You don't see any cameras.
Yeah.
You don't see any surveillance.
Is there like
that's
a
obvious
two-way mirror or something?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. There's a two-way mirror, and it sounds like Judith, Agent Kelly, is...
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he can't see you, Judith, but you can see him, right. And you can now see your two compadres in there.
So now that I've got some focus, can I just humint, just know exactly what he's thinking at all times?
Yeah, the whole plot, yeah. Go into his brain.
Cool, no, cool, nice. Cool, yep. Cool, good. Nice.
Two-way mirrors.
Right. So. He doesn't even acknowledge when y'all come in. He's just staring at the mirror.
Okay.
I think Natalia kind of like looks over at Tyler and she just like gives a quizzical like
is it, okay. Colton. My name is Chris McDonald Esquire. I'm gonna been assigned to represent you here. Chris? Chris? And he'll, like, kind of, like, if there's, like, no response, he's, like, kind of, like, snapping. He's like, hello? Hello, Chris? You okay there?
He kind of just, like, you know, takes him a second, but he, like, really lethargically, like, looks over at you. He says, are they letting me out now?
Well, we're gonna see about that, Chris. Just, hey, tell, you know, like I said, this is my paralegal. She's just gonna take some notes here, but listen, we want to help you out, but I just need to know what happened over at Baylor, man. Like, you know, just so that we can defend you appropriately and get you out of here, get you back on your way.
Yes.
I'm never...
And paralegal. And she, like, smoke.
Tyler's going to give...
You can hear a faint, it's gonna give the, from the other side of the window.
Tyler's going to give the kind of, like, less kind of sign with his hand. Like,
is good for gut health. And Natalia will, like, offer a smoke over to what's his name?
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
There's strategy here.
There's strategy. Don't shit on me. She's trying to bribe him. Yeah.
He'll take the cigarette, but and he just, like, looks back, staring at the two-way mirror.
So
I've never met you before.
No. We were assigned your case. Wanna help you out here, and I would like to use persuade to basically make it very clear that whoever he maybe what, or maybe, like, I'm actually, because again, like, Tyler is experienced interrogator, maybe even he's gonna try to use, like, clever questioning to pull out maybe who he was expecting. Maybe he was expecting a certain lawyer's office and be like, oh yeah, we work with so and so, you know, like, so he's gonna try to maneuver Colton in that way, you know, with clever questions.
Yeah.
Roll for that.
Let's see. So, you know, this is only what he's good at, so I'm sure it's not going to go poorly. With an 80.
And this is kind of what, when you roll, he asked the question, he's like, it's like, how long have I been here?
That's weird. There's a 21 under 80, a success.
Okay. So, you succeed, but what do you say to this?
How long have you been here? Well, Colton, how long does it feel like you've been here? Have they drugged you? Have they hurt you?
I don't feel hurt.
What happened? What were you doing at Baylor?
Well, if you're who I think you are, I thought you would know.
Just fill in the gaps for us here.
What is your relationship with Dr. Gill?
Yeah.
He... And... says he was the tool.
The tool?
The tool?
What does this mean?
He's... You know... takes a huge drag of his cigarette and he looks at Natalia's like, a tool. Then he asks her a question. He's like, what? And he kind of starts to shake. He's like, he's not as, like, focused or, like, lethargic. He's like, tell me, what would you do to save everyone?
Well, I would give my life to save the greater good. What would you do?
Maybe what did you do? Oh.
The greater good.
What do you mean when you say the greater good?
The great. I would do the same, I think. I did do the same. I would...
What did you sacrifice?
Well, you know, we sacrificed everything.
Who is we?
Then he's kind of puts him off, and he like looks back at the mirror. Says, we are nothing. We're memories. I don't know how long we have or what long even means now. Says it'll come eventually, though.
Colton, what? What did you take from Dr. Gill's office?
Take? When was it?
The U-Haul. The truck.
They caught me. That's right. I took what I was told to take. The papers.
Papers.
Then he kind of looks at the mirror and just like winks into the mirror.
At Judith.
Yeah. Says, I don't know when it will happen. Could be a group of people that tap into something that we've never seen before. It could be a tribe in Afghanistan. Could be
what? What are they
a trying satellite? Could be a satellite used for unknown whores. At some point, it was Chernobyl that started the fire. The fire so that Natalia's burned us all.
What do you know about Chernobyl?
What do you know about the Gaths?
It was them, and then it wasn't. It normally is just a fire that we start ourselves.
Have another engulfs, cigarette.
You hold the cigarette. Says that engulfs the world. He takes a drag. The lights go down. It's like the fire alarm lights. And what you hear is just like the loudest like fucking chain of fires that any of y'all have ever heard. I'm gonna say, Tyler,
like
roll
like
a,
explosions,
like roll a artillery or something.
What? Excuse okay. me. I have a zero in artillery. I have firearms.
Sure, I'll take either.
That is okay. That's a success for Tyler's firearms.
This is, you've heard this before on military base. Maybe you've been in combat. It's a sounds like a Gatling gun, but you've only seen those attached to helicopters,
like a minigun
or an armored vehicle. Yeah.
Oh god! And he grabs Colton. Like he's gonna like dive across the table and grab because Colton's an asset, right? You know, and until the asset expires, the asset is your responsibility. Like, so he is gonna grab Colton, like dive across the table and grab Colton, like get him to the ground. He's like, Jesus Christ, Judith! Judith!
She'll kind of run through into the room.
Colton, a couple of things happen. Colton is now, he's like, I thought you were gonna take me back. And he do a unarmed combat, Tyler, to see if you can grab him
unarmed
or
combat
secure him. I'll also take one from Natalia as well because she's in the room.
Okay.
Natalia is fully like unperturbed by this. She is smoking a cigarette. She's got her pen and paper, and she's literally
also. I
want to
do some retro
scrap go down.
Also, want to do some retro. Everybody, roll for sanity since he's said something
fair.
From y'all's backstory. Okay.
Very fair.
That seems it seems right.
That's appropriate. Success for Tyler.
Success for Tyler. Judith.
So y'all just take one.
As always, I'm having tech problems. How did I do?
You succeeded, Natalia. You're good. So okay, everybody great. Just take one sanity.
Okay.
So Tyler's gonna roll that unarmed combat.
Natalia as well. to try and contain him.
Or no, Natalia said she's just taking notes.
Oh, she's just taking notes. Not interested. Yes.
Well, I imagine that like the lights go off and it's now like a red flash, but the only thing you see between the red flashes is the ember on the end of her cigarette
and this flicking of a hand moving across the page.
100%.
Yeah.
Just like taking notes about like how the subject reacts to combat.
Like, just 73 over 40. I fail to like he gets away or whatever.
Okay, well, I'm coming in, right? Judith is coming into the room at this point.
Judith will come in. He runs past Tyler and just, like, banging on the door. Of course, it's, like, locked from that side. As you come in, as you exit the observing room, you just see, like, two police officers and the police officer that let y'all there just running down the hall back towards the entrance. One of them has an assault rifle.
Jesus. Okay, I'll probably open up the room.
You're able to unlock it.
Okay.
He just, like, falls into you and tries to push past you. You do an unarmed combat if you're trying to stop him.
I'll stop him. That's a success. 30 under 40.
Success. She sticks it to him.
He runs into you, nice. And you're able to, just you know, just, contain. Like, bear hug him, I guess. Or yeah. How do you...
Yeah. With the arm, like, judo, kind of take his momentum, smashing it against the wall.
Yeah.
And then take his arm, flick it behind him, and say, just hold on. Everybody, we need to go.
You're able to contain him. You hear another,
like, brrr.
Oh, man. And you can hear glass breaking, and like as it's obviously penetrated the building somewhere, probably closer, you know, towards where y'all came.
We gotta take him with. We gotta take him. They're coming for him. This well is not dry. We have to get more.
And Natalia
flashes the light. You can barely see. It's still the entire building seems to just be this like fire alarm red flashlight.
Can we figure out how to get out?
Yeah, yeah. And Natalia's like, where do you expect to go? How do you expect to get out of here?
Roll a persuade.
Roll persuade for Colton. Try to persuade him to come with.
Well, Natalia's asking it. She's trying to get more information out as he's pinned and a fire alarm's going off and a minigun's firing.
Okay. Okay. Sorry, this computer is so fucking laggy. You said persuade?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm not seeing anything yet.
Yeah.
Well, what is your
clicked it three sweat? Times. There's probably going to be three separate rolls.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
That's a fail.
I see.
They're all fails.
You failed all three. Fails, okay.
Well, I mean, like, Tyler is just gonna be like,
we cannot stay here. We have to go. This place is under attack.
He's just trying to get out, and he says to Natalia, he doesn't answer questions. He's like, the fire's starting. The fire is starting.
Tyler, get us out of here.
All right. So Natalia, I think we're just gonna stops writing a notebook, and she looks at Tyler, and she's like, how can we get this? How come to get him out of here?
So he's not handcuffed or anything, is he?
No.
Okay. We're just like, take him out.
I've got him under control.
He's gonna. Well, yeah, you've got him like kind of pinned, I guess.
Yeah, I won't make you roll again for, you know. I might. He's. You can control him slightly, you know. He's not gonna be running with you, but you can like pull him in a certain way as of right
now. So Tyler is gonna like in the last ditch effort, because Tyler is like, he's worried for their health, he's gonna grab Colton's head like between like his face, like between his hands. He's like we can stop the fire, but you have to come with us. You have to help us. You have to come with us, Colton, or you're dying here. And he's gonna try to convince him to go with us willingly, like, or something, because we're about to leave.
Okay. You
Brad's rolling.
Which way are you taking him? Dice. He's coming with you.
He's coming with us?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to try to go probably not towards the front, because that's where the gunfire's coming from. We're going to try to go a different way. Like out the back somehow or something. I mean, we don't know this place, but we should not go towards the gunfire.
Right.
Can we look around for a map quickly? Is there any, like, escape fire map?
Like exit signs? Exit. Out the side of the building or something? Yeah.
Any hints?
Right.
Alternate?
It seems like you're you're just going away from the gunfire, right?
Yeah.
Is he with us? Is he, like, complying? Or is he, like, what?
You're still having to hold him, like, but he's coming with you. You know, you're at a steady pace. I wouldn't say y'all are running, but he's coming with you.
Right.
Okay.
You basically, if you go away from the gunfire, you kind of find a spot that's opens up to a garage with two police cars parked in it.
Is that on the west side?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's vamoose, like, out those doors and out onto the street. Like, we're trying to get out of here.
Yeah. Judith will probably have the taser ready in case he tries to make a run for it.
Okay.
Who's driving?
Well, we're going to go for our car. Yeah. Probably not going to steal a cop car.
Yeah, I don't think we should steal a cop car. That's probably a bad look.
We'll aim for our car and get him into our car.
So you're gonna try to loop around back to the front of the building.
Shit.
Oh, I see. No, we can't do that. Tyler, make the call.
Great. Tyler is going to make an alertness to see if there just so happens to be a set of car keys hanging on one of these patrol cars. Let's see how deep we can get in trouble.
You're trying to steal a cop shit. Car?
Yeah.
Fuck.
That's a failure. Okay. I do not see any car keys. Like,
you're a failure, and as that happens...
I'm not a failure. Don't say that.
Easy. Sorry.
That was really harsh.
You're a failure.
Sorry.
You're nice, Brad.
You don't see any cop cars. In fact, they're locked. And then you see someone barge through the door y'all just came in, and he's just, like, holding his guts, and then they just, like, fall out, and he collapses.
God. Like a cop?
A cop. And so Tyler succeeds for violence, but y'all, Natalia and Judith, if you're not immune to violence, y'all roll sanity check.
Like, he's been shot, or he has been, like, eviscerated?
Eviscerated.
Uh-oh.
That's a success for me.
I'd have preferred he'd been shot.
Success. So you only take one, Judith. Okay. And Dace, you only take one.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord.
We need to get out of here.
Boom. Red lights. And then you just hear a... steps.
Like, from big, the from beyond steps?
From yeah. the from
sounds
the
like big
hallway
boots hitting the floor. Yeah.
Out the front.
So you're looping around.
Yeah.
I think at this point we just want to get outside. Just
get out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, if you're outside, you're outside on the west end of this building. You're outside. You go past the garage. I mean, you're outside, and as you can, if you look towards the front of the building, you just see that it's destroyed, like, collapse.
Jesus.
Okay.
Jesus Christ, it must have been a helicopter or something. We gotta get to our car. We gotta go.
Is it clear to get to our car?
You start to... I mean, you can see the front of the building, so you're outside the building, and you just see, you know, this detritus, and your car seems to be safe.
We go for it.
Yeah,
let us get in the car.
We just run.
Also, like, what the fuck is going on?
And later, Natalia.
Later.
Like, and we, like, he is, like,
she's
there.
She's still got, like, her notepad. Like, what the fuck is going on? She's, like, writing it down.
What the fuck is going on?
She's still, yeah, constantly writing.
And she, like, he, like, opens the door, and he, like, grabs, like, you said Colton's, like, going with us. Go ahead.
Right, I'm gonna stop you before you're running past the building. And you just hear, fire, and bullets come through. You're rolling past the building, and bullets start coming out of the building.
Oh, not
from
the cops
this, like,
are shooting out at us.
No. You just hear fire from a window, and you can glimpse the cops standing there as you're running past the building, and then the bullets just come by, and they just get eviscerated, but the bullets are coming out of the building as well, so y'all need to roll a dodge.
Oh my god.
Like, we just, like, have run right up in the middle of, like, panicky firefight, yeah.
Okay.
If that makes sense. So you're running past the building, there's obviously windows. As you're running with Colton trying to get him,
it's crossfire.
You just see, like, police bodies in the window through this, like, hallway as boom, the lights come in, and you just see, like, them there 1 second, and then just, like, bam, bullets start coming out of the window.
There's someone walking around Terminator style with a minigun.
Yeah.
Like just fucking people up. So I'm gonna roll my dodge.
Alright, so Judith succeeded, the others did not.
Yeah. Fail for
Judith, you're able to get down. Okay.
What about
it's crossfire? I don't wanna Colton? I know in reality, if you're just in the crossfire a minigun, it would just like end you. Joe, tell me what I wanna roll for crossfire. I don't want to say y'all directly. Yes, physical damage.
So if you want to get really technical, so
we got Kevlar.
Then
we got building material.
We do have Kevlar.
Then we have Kevlar, but we could also say that because it's coming through other, like through the building and stuff, then we have additional cover.
Exactly.
As well.
Right.
So
maybe cover
the velocity would be reduced after going through a brick facade.
Right. So
that is additional cover.
That's additional cover. So I'm trying to find the fucking thing real quick. I'm trying not to drag this to a halt. But there is a specific table that talks about the cover. Yes. So the cover from a bomb suit, a thick wall, a concrete or moderate rock, or a light armored vehicle gives a 10 armor rating.
Okay.
So it reduced the damage by 10, and then if we have if we're wearing vests, so 3 damage on top of that. And so the heavy weapons for a general purpose machine gun, because it does not actually have, it has minigun here.
Old school minigun.
Yeah, a minigun has a lethality rating of 20%.
Ouch.
So yeah. it doesn't mm-hmm. have just straight up damage. So
do we think this is actually happening? Have I been deconditioned?
How does that work, Joe? So if I roll under 20, then it's just like end you?
Like technically, but we're not the targets, right? So it's just it's just complicated. I think
what if we just simplify SMG
here.
SMG right. damage
well,
with cover.
Okay, we'll do this. I just rolled I rolled for this, it's not lethality, so it doesn't end you. So let's roll. What do you think the damage would be
for a minigun that is just completely fucking shit up, and that we're still caught in the back? I mean, I probably like 2d10, honestly. Like, it's a lot. Like, that's spicy.
But we have 13, right? DR,
and we have 13 of DR basically between just crossfire range. We're not really the purpose, you know, like we're literally just like soaking up strays.
Okay.
So max 7 damage, right?
So you both, I just rolled 2d2s, and you have 13 cover?
Yeah.
So y'all, that was a total of 15, so y'all each take 2 damage.
Okay. By the way, I will state, so Colton would probably is not wearing a bulletproof vest.
We need to roll for Colton, right?
So
true.
I think Colton.
I didn't. Let's roll.
Let's do a
dodge for him.
What would his rating be?
Dodge for Colton.
Probably. The base.
He fails the dodge, and he will take the same thing.
But without the three.
Without the 3. So he takes a total of 5 damage. We'll say his health is cut. He's not looking good. He's shot.
Okay.
He's still alive.
Okay.
So Natalia also got shot.
For 2 damage.
Yeah.
So maybe it like clipped her love handles or something. Just like went through a fatty part of the body and out through the other side. But I think she will.
It could have been glass. It could have been bullets. Like, there's a ton of shit just flying, you know, out at you.
I think she will just, like, she's writing on a clipboard, smoking a cigarette, and she just, like, takes her finger and sees the blood and just, like, maybe makes a note on her notebook.
Just, like, wow, she's really keeping it together. It.
Get going! Get going!
You see Colton pretty fucked up. He gets his leg fucked up bad.
Yeah.
Natalia and Judith roll for violence again. Sanity.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Sorry, a lot of rolls
right
now.
This got exciting very quickly.
So spicy quickly.
Success for Natalia. What's going on?
Just one sanity.
Great. All right.
And what is
carry on for the car?
Judith.
Oh, for Judith. I'm sorry.
What is Judith? Yeah, Judith. Because she's fine, not immune to violence. I guess also y'all can be checking your violence, right, Joe?
Yes, you can be checking your violence checkbox.
Okay.
So that's two.
All right. I success.
That's a
Judith.
A critical success.
Critical. You're just nice. Focused. So focused that you're able to, like, you know, you saw your buddies. They're lying down. I'm sure they were kicked back. You see, like, Colton's leg destroyed. And you look through the mirror because you're so... I mean, it's through the remaining of what's left of this wall. And you see the police officers down. Just, like, light. Burr, burr, blood. Guts. Gore. And you see this humanoid figure down the hallway as this, like, red flashy. And... it's all black, but it's humanoid, you would assume. He's just, like, you know, 11 feet tall.
Oh, my God.
And you see something on his back that's sticking out, and a drum barrel tied to one forearm, another drum barrel tied to another forearm, and two around his legs, and he just, like, throws one drum barrel off and throws the other one off his arm, and you can see this figure taking bullets from... reloading and putting into the mini gun from the one barrel on his leg tied to his leg.
We have
can
to
we
drive.
Get out of
some
Resident
can
Evil
of
shit.
Can we get out of here in time?
No, this literally feels like Nemesis, right?
Yeah,
like, this is
exactly.
Like, it's that level.
So at this point, Natalia will stop writing in her notebook and she's like,
hoof it.
I suspect we need to leave. Let's drive it.
Tyler's jumping in the back with Colton. He's like, I'll take care of Colton.
Yeah, patch yourselves up. I'll get up. Let's get up. Go.
Okay. Let us.
You get in the car.
You get
in the car. Colton's, like, probably screaming, blood going everywhere in the back seat. As you pull off from the third precinct, it's not ending.
It's just brrr.
At us. Is it coming at us? What the cops?
What do you mean? It's not ending.
It's not. I mean, he unloads another string of fires. You know, just like you can just see the parts of the building collapsing. It's not at y'all.
Not at us. Okay.
But it's in another direction, just coming out.
And we leave.
We leave safely. Yeah.
And we're out of there.
Wow.
Where are you going? Or is it? How much more do we have, John?
No,
John's good. Yeah.
I'm good for whatever, but maybe for just general timing. I don't know. That seems like a good cliffhanger. Escaping the 10-foot tall. Yeah.
Let's end it there.
Oh my Jesus. God. I was like, you know, a statement was made between the first and second session of, like, Brad's like, I'm worried it's going a bit slow. And he knew this was coming.
What the
insanely
fuck?
Insanely cool, man.
Brad.
Full on Resident Evil.
Full on.
You said the character, Joe. Who's the character?
Nemesis from Resident Evil.
I think
you
said Nemesis.
Yeah, yeah.
It is. Yeah.
Very Nemesis-esque.
Kind of similar vibe going on.
Jesus. Dorchester resident in the chat says, loving how hectic this is already. Brad's pulling zero punches, and I'm down for it. But yeah, great job, man.
Nice, shit.
Dude. Cool.
And yeah, I just want to keep playing.
Kill us off.
I was worried. The 2d10s. I was worried, but you did. I mean, I think we did play by the rules. You had wall cover and you had Kevlar on.
It's not direct.
Yeah,
all that.
That could have been. That could have fucked up.
I straight up didn't. I thought it was like a dream sequence because, like I said, I'm so used to playing Impossible Landscapes. Right. So I thought it was just like a, you know, take your hit points and put them in a little box
in
and
the little explore that hit later. Point pile.
Just save
no, I think shit's lady. Real.
But no,
shit's real. In
it's
this
actually
one.
Lethal. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Brad, yeah. Excellent job, man. Like you definitely
yeah, got well me done.
Hooked. And I can't wait to see how much further it goes.
Cool.
Everyone listening, everyone watching, thank you so much for joining us. I hope this is. You know, the funny thing is something else, because again, like the whole idea of this is, you know, we finished Impossible Landscapes and we want to go on our own grand Delta Green campaign, build our own big Delta Green cannon. And already in our version of this world, in 1984, one of the biggest assaults on a government building in history by an 11-foot tall man with a minigun. This is going to be bigger than Oklahoma City bombing in the news.
Like, yeah, what's gonna be huge. We need a name for this precinct because it'll be in the newspapers.
How do you explain that away? It's going to be the third precinct disaster is what it's going to be known precinct. As forever.
Hellscape.
Oh, God.
In Texas, yeah.
Yeah, right.
You did say that I did clock that he had like 55 gallon drums worth of like ammo on his arms, right? You said
or,
that?
Or drums, just like big drums, drum magazines.
It looked like he had what Judas saw was like a drum taped to one forearm, a drum taped to another forearm, and then two to each leg, and he just like let two go.
What?
And then like started reloading from his leg.
Just an absolute machine. Oh my God. Good job.
I don't understand.
I am, I'm hooked.
Cool.
But again, everyone listening, everyone watching, thank you for joining us, whether you're live or otherwise. Brad, great job. I can't wait to do it more and to see how else you fuck
great
up
job, Brad.
The history of of the world that we're living in.
Absolutely.
But yeah,
all right.
We can we can catch you next time, Brad. Do you want to take us out there?
Sure. Stay safe and stay sane. Later.